So a question that comes up in a variety of ways, and this is really for all three of you. Jody, I'll tap you first and say, when we think about everything that teachers have to contend with and we prioritize what's important and we know that there's a limit to the day and that people are quite overwhelmed with, they're overwhelmed starting off a school year anyway. So this year it's quite different. So how to make decisions about prioritizing and what gets taken off the list?
Sure. I'll talk about that from the lens of math content. So going back to the resource that I shared, the Student Achievement Partners focus document is really a really helpful tool. And that's what we're using to think about what is the most critical, what are the most critical understandings at each grade level that are really going to impact students as they move forward. Identifying those, making sure that teachers are well aware of those, administrators as well, to think about how do we focus our instructional time is going to be really important. And having supporting teachers to also see that connection and the coherence from the grade level below to the grade level above. We know there's lots of unfinished teaching and unfinished learning from last year. So how can we support teachers to provide what a lot of people are calling just-in-time support? So as we're teaching the grade level content, if a student is in fourth grade, we certainly don't want to go back and teach third grade. But what are those third grade understandings that we can embed within the fourth grade work that we're doing to support students that may have unfinished learning, but also think about how are we preparing these kids for the next grade? So I think really, really, really honing in on what is the most critical work and understanding that kids are going to need to be successful moving forward. From a math perspective, I think a lot, there's research about fraction understanding being more important, a more important indicator of students' work in algebra than IQ, SES. So bringing forth some of that knowledge to really think about, are we prioritizing the right things within the time that we have with students? And just making sure that as a system, we're all aware of those things.
Okay, thank you. Karen?
The discussions we've been looking very concisely at is very similar to Jody, which is let's get down to the root of what is the skill set we need to see based upon what the standard states and what the standards outline, and then working from the beginning to make sure we're scaffolding our instruction to provide everyone the opportunity to engage in that, and then come back and, you know, worry then and focus on the next levels. Okay, we know we started ended last school year with our kids having these gaps. So they're going to be there. Let's put our intervention plan in place, whether it's live face-to-face, whether we're at school and we're doing small groups, or we're doing title supports, and at the same time, just continue to move forward and getting away from, using our assessments that give us good feedback on standards mastery and not just can do simple lower level rigor tasks.
Okay. Thank you. And Tom, then sort of from a planning perspective, how you, the most important comes to the top.
Well, one thing that's come to mind for me quite a bit that really draws on the research we've done around digital and blended learning is to try and think of, instead of trying to think of how do we take what we've done in the past traditionally and replicate that as best as possible in the new scenario we're in, to instead kind of approach it from a mindset of how can we prioritize what are the activities that are most important to do face-to-face, whether that's face-to-face in person, if that's possible, or face-to-face over like video conferencing, if that's what we're limited to. But what are the learning activities that are where it's most important to do those face-to-face? And at the same time, what are the things that we can, in some ways, offload to digital learning tools? So to give a concrete example, I think that could look something like saying, you know, a lot of the foundational just content coverage, maybe instead of needing teachers to cover that personally through their own recorded videos or through an online video conference session, maybe you can offload some of that to digital resources. And then when students are with teachers in a building for a limited amount of time, or if they're on a video conference call, prioritize that time for things like giving the deeper learning experiences that you can't get from just receiving content online. Prioritize giving higher order feedback that you can't get from multiple choice questions or fill in the blank questions on an online platform. prioritize the relationship building stuff, but really being thoughtful about like, where is the teacher as a resource most valuable? And how do you prioritize using that face-to-face time for what teachers are most needed for? And at the same time, where is online really good, or at least good enough? And how can you offload things to online so that teachers can focus more on where they're most valuable and most needed?
All right, thank you.